Sophie came at 7 to dress me. She was very long indeed in accomplishing her task, so long that Mr. Rochester, grown, I suppose, impatient of my delay, sent up to ask why I did not come. She was just fastening my veil, the plain square of blonde, after all, to my hair with a brooch. I hurried from under her hands as soon as I could.
"Stop!" she cried in French. "Look at yourself in the mirror! You've not taken one peep!"
So I turned at the door. I saw a robed and veiled figure, so unlike my usual self that it seemed almost the image of a stranger.
"Jane!"
called a voice, and I hastened down. I was received at the foot of the stairs by Mr. Rochester.
"Lingerer," he said, "my brain is on fire with impatience, and you tarry so long."